Hey guys, it's your boy Pat, coming back at you with the next episode of the Hollow Down Cigar Lounge podcast. Got our boys Derek and Matt.
How y'all doing?
Hanging out with us today. We're on a string of great weather, so we're just rocking the shit out of this. First things first, because this is one of those shows where we don't have a script and we don't care. We are here to smoke and enjoy lovely time with you guys, listening on air, watching on YouTube, Spotify, wherever you watch, while he drinks a good old Guinness as par for the course for years.
I told you, I don't drink.
He never drinks.
This is just water.
Yeah, so, it's just
water. Speaking of, we gotta crack open another bottle of water here in 1 second.
Exactly.
All about the water. And, I got some more scotch in my Hollow Down mug, so...
Alcoholic.
Which is some good scotch, by the way.
Apparently I'm the only one not drinking water.
Yes. This is water too.
It's ice water.
It's just
I'm drinking Grant's Triple Wood Scotch. Matt is drinking, not sponsored, correct. Matt is drinking Grant's Triple Wood Distilled Bottled Water.
Yes. 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 Exactly.
So somebody handed me a non-alcoholic Guinness yesterday.
How was that?
Not as bad as I thought. Interesting. As I would have thought. It's actually about 80% Guinness. Just missing that bite on the back end.
Interesting. Huh. Well, let's pop these up. So this is Nica Libre. This is their standard Maduro. We've got three of them in the boxed pressed format. I will put the picture up there because I think I've learned at this point that these cameras do such a good job of focusing on us, they will not refocus on this cigar if I hold it in front of it.
Don't even bother.
I have tried. So back when the early episodes...
Don't mess up your shot.
Back in the early episodes when we were just chiller and cheaper and I had a tablet here, well, it was right here, great, but now we've actually got cameras up here to... It just won't. So it's good it stays focused on us. So, so we're gonna do like we always do. Start this show the best way we know possible with the first cut and the light. And then we're gonna talk about it.
Oh no!
What'd you do?
Nothing. I'm gonna fix it.
You see nothing?
See nothing. So,
I think this is a trick you taught me.
Chapstick trick? Yeah. So, handmade product, so good time. If you're a seasoned cigar smoker, you know this. But this is a handmade product. It is an organic product. You can cut it and mature it and humidify it and maintain it the best way possible. But there's always a risk of a cap coming off or a slight crack. So all he just had a little bit of leaf peel off. So if you don't have any cigar glue, which is basically just a fruit-based pectin most of the time, or cellulose that does not have any extra flavors, unmedicated, unflavored, unscented chapsticks work fantastic. It's just a paraffin base.
Well, I used vanilla, so.
Well, vanilla works with a cigar, so I'm not upset about it. But
or does it?
We'll find out. I have had to use.
Does it work with this one though?
I've had to use the medicated lip balm before.
Oh, like the menthol stuff?
It just made it a menthol cigar. But it's all I had, and I was going to smoke my cigar.
That was lovely.
It actually wasn't as bad. It just hits for a little bit until it like burns out.
Just a little bit colder.
Times are tough.
Times are tough, man. So, times are tough. Back to my quad torch this time.
That thing's cool, man.
I love this.
I like the rest on the top, too. Makes it... very useful tool.
I should have gave Mother Lighter to you. I forgot you didn't have yours with.
No worries.
What is that beeping noise?
I'm not sure. It's down the street somewhere, but I can't figure out where it's at. So I don't know. A little bit of a slightly hairy cigar. Definitely a bolder hit to it immediately.
That's an easy pull.
It is an easy pull.
I was not ready for that.
So, Matt's finished up blind. Let's read what Cigars International has to say about the Nico Libre Maduro. There are several lines of the Nico Libre. We may hit those other ones down the line. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Is a wrapper Maduro. Origin based out of Nicaragua. The filler is also Nicaraguan with a Habano binder. I do like Habano binders. So this Maduro wrapper is a San Andres Maduro wrapper, which is Mexican Maduro wrapper. This is something that in the grand scheme of timeline of cigars has not been a super popular wrapper until recently. There's still parts of Mexico that's still in that perfect humidity line down there. But these are becoming more and more popular. I've had several cigars this year that have San Andres wrappers that are absolutely phenomenal. Not only Nicaraguan or Brazilian and stuff like that anymore. It claims that it's rich, hearty, and silky smooth. Deep notes of coffee and earth. Definitely get the coffee and earth. A somewhat peppery aftertaste with a hint of dark chocolate. I could smell like a cocoa or dark chocolate profile just smelling the wrapper, which, sidebar, I've been told over the years, Zach, that is the most inappropriate thing. If you're about to smoke your own cigar, by all means, smell it. No. Just don't do that in a cigar shop. That's the caveat. Don't go in, you know, your local brick and mortar and start running everything under your freaking snotty nose. Don't do that. But by all means,
It's not polite.
Definitely not polite.
And don't try to smell through the cellophane. That doesn't work.
It does not work. You're going to get whatever.
You're going to look like an idiot.
You're getting whatever aromas happen to be out in the ambient air that's attached to it. You're not getting much of the cigar. If you got a super strong nose, you might get a hint, but you are not smelling.
Like a fucking bloodhound?
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do it.
My dope can smell it through the paper. Bet.
All of a sudden, became a canine. Right. I have become one.
Woof, woof. But I like the idea of if it's your own cigar and you're about to light it, smell the wrapper, smell the foot of it, gives you the aromatics on your palate. I can smell chocolate immediately. I do get the pepper aftertaste.
Yep.
Can you?
I was about to say the first pull was really
like, you can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
The first pull was very strong.
I'm watching it burn.
Does yours feel like a little loose? Maybe.
Yeah. It's
maybe
probably also. Watch this. Look how quick this draw is going to be. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quick.
I noticed whenever you pulled the first time, I was like, how did he get that much smoke?
And it's like a smoke
yeah,
straw.
Mine and Matt's look like it's burning pretty accurately. You've already doubled and we've been smoking for, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah,
maybe.
So
yeah, like I'm watching the red ring creep down here.
So you might want to pace your draws through the show. You're going to run out of cigar. So back to the handmade product conversation. it looks great. The wrapper looks great. Mine and Matt seem to be burning appropriately. He probably got one that they dropped an extra half leaf.
Very loose.
Probably just didn't pack that extra half leaf in the filler. So there's always a handmade.
Were you like really loose? Let me feel that.
Feel the difference.
Oh yeah.
Homie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell. I can just look at it and it looks not as packed.
So we might see with his cigar, if he gets a tunneling effect or something, because not only is it loose, I feel heat down to here. At that point in the cigar, my fingers are, I'm already feeling heat inside his cigar, which should not be the case when you're on your first unashed light of a cigar. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this mine feels like it's constructed properly. His feels like it's either missing. I don't know if they have extra short fills in there or somebody just didn't pack it right, which can happen. I mean, it's a handmade product, you know.
Human error is part of the process.
Boy, don't I know it.
So, and that's something to look forward to if you're a new cigar smoker. And that's why we have a rule of thumb in the cigar world of never dismiss a cigar after the first time you tried it. Because that could be the time that you got one that was the roller that's been rolling for 6 months instead of 60 years. you know.
And also be around good enough friends that tell you not to inhale.
Yes. Were we talking about that last night?
Yes.
We all hung out last night and we were talking about that, and I actually referenced, and I will not say his name because he does watch his show from time to time, an old barracks mate, and I may have said this on the show before, I don't know, because it's my go-to, but yeah.
I only say that because of one, we talked about it last night, but two, because I regrettably inhaled a lot my first time. Mm-hmm. And no one told me as well, so
I seem to be in the lucky few select that when I had my first cigar, when I was 20-ish, almost 21, the guy that gave it to me told me, hey, don't cigar. And the analogy he gave me... Don't inhale the cigar. He definitely did not say don't cigar.
He said don't cigar.
I think you're contradicting your whole podcast.
And here we are cigaring.
He's like, here, sir, don't cigar. He said, don't inhale, because I dabbled in cigarettes first, and of course, you know, it's a little bit different. He said, don't inhale. I was like, well, how do you do this? He's like, treat it like a McDonald's milkshake.
Yeah.
And this is a great analogy. Yeah, sounds stupid. Yeah. But you keep your airway closed. You suck the product in. You enjoy it. It's just instead of swallowing, now you exhale. But you're letting that aroma hit your palate and all that stuff. So, unfortunately, my buddy's 21st birthday, we got him a cigar. Me and original guy knew what to do, and we told him not to smoke too fast. I don't think either one of us remembered to tell him not to inhale, and he was a very heavy cigarette smoker. We didn't think about it. We're sitting on the barracks. I'm standing up. Other dude, trying not to say names, other dude sitting around. New guy sitting on the steps. And for visuals, we're on the second floor of the barracks. He's sitting on the steps, and about 4 feet in front is the metal railing to keep you from going over the side. When we got done, we sat there and talked the whole time. He never got up. We sat there and chilled. And we noticed he was smoking a little bit faster than us, because we kept reminding him, like, hey, dude, slow down. Yeah, because he's fucking inhaling. And we didn't catch it. And as soon as he stood up to stretch, and his...
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. He... blacked out, and luckily I was already standing up and I caught him about to face plant the rail. So
did you save his life or did you put him there in the first place?
Plead the fifth.
So funny enough.
Oh no, I saved you.
A similar situation happened with me like that, but it wasn't with cigarettes or a cigar. It was with chewing tobacco.
Oh.
And, yeah, so,
did you, oh.
Yeah, I put way too much in, and that hit me like a freight train, and it was funny enough, I put it in, it was with my buddy, and this is back whenever he heavily dipped as well, and he would put in, like, damn near half horseshoes in his mouth, like from, like, the middle of your teeth to like back here.
Okay, I didn't choose, so I was about to ask you if that's what that means.
Yeah, so like a full horseshoe is basically like your whole lining. And
Jesus.
So I put in like a big chunk because I was like, well, I mean, he's putting in a large amount. I guess I might as well too. Within 15 seconds, my head is spinning. And
it's at that moment.
I almost started throwing up. And I immediately took out some of it, and it was fine after that. But I was feeling it for a long time.
So, you know, we referenced last night the cigar sickness thing when we talked about inhaling, right? Caveat to another episode, there's an EDC that I did by myself over cigar sickness. It's sweet, short, to the point. But with the smoke off a cigar, you're already getting enough of the secondary nicotine.
Yeah.
To play with your glucose levels. It is not enough to medically put you down, but it's enough to make you sick because you're just shocking your bloodstream. You're just straight up chewing the tobacco, so you're getting firsthand nicotine out of that. So you're just getting...
It's straight to the blood.
Straight.
Yeah.
Because your membranes inside your cheek will take everything.
It absorbs, yeah. It's like taking sublingual medication.
Mm-hmm.
Same way.
It's the same way.
Same way.
So... and we referenced last night, and we did kind of talk about this stuff just in general conversation because, of course, we're hanging out, and a couple of us had cigars last night chilling. And,
Chilling why?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
To be continued.
To be continued. So there's a there's a thing with cigar sickness and sugar packets, right? So, you know, you'll see a lot of us will smoke or drink alcohol or smoking. Glucose increase. Some people take dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. One, it mixes good with the flavors because a lot of chocolate can come out. Sugar. But you have the guys in like a lot of the factories that their job is to go around and taste these blends, right? So you're taste testing. Depending on the day, you may smoke equivalent of a couple cigars. You may smoke the equivalent of 10. Depends on what you need to do for the day, what you're floating through. I've seen documentaries say different things. But a lot of those guys will have sugar packets. Just the basic 1 gram sugar packets in your pocket. So if you start feeling a little queasy because you've had too much smoke or it's too strong, or some cases maybe the blend you tested, the tobacco wasn't fermented enough yet, so it just had too much raw nicotine in it. Take that, put that gram on your tongue, and within a minute or two, like you're coming back, because it, like instead of just directly swallowing it, you'll end up swallowing it, but let it sit in your mouth for a minute, get in your membranes, and then swallow. It'll help. So, quick tip.
Like an IV for a hangover.
Pretty accurate, yeah.
I believe we actually talked about that. We did.
So
we've all got friends.
Nicotine does drop your BGL, your blood glucose level, just enough to make you feel queasy if you're not used to it.
And like the last episode I was in, I'm going to see how long this this ash will get.
He's got an ash before it falls going
before it falls off.
I've been teasing Derek with some of the stuff that we said because it's currently up there to be published, but I haven't pushed it yet. Because, you know, we're pre-recording, and they know this, we pre-record, but it's holiday season up, so we're kind of pre-recording some stuff. And so the last recording we did, I told him that I was being edited, it was about to be published probably this coming weekend. Well, I should be publishing it, you know, now. So I've been kind of telling him tidbits, but I'm like, nah, you got to wait and watch. Because he's talking about how the two of them rag on me, and it's like, you haven't seen what they did to me as well.
Yeah.
So
you keep reading it on yourself. You know what you're doing.
I know it. But it's good entertainment at my expense, whatever.
It's good for these guys.
It's good for y'all. Just an idiot.
He really loves you, YouTube. He really does.
All jokes aside, I really do. Y'all are my... And you say that, but like, in reality, there's some people that I've met because of this. Whether we met in another group and they came over, they found it on their own. Some really good guys I've met, and I've been lucky enough to meet one in person so far at a cigar event. That was Justin. In fact, we posted the pictures because he's in the region, so we went over there, we got to meet up. So, man, I really do love you guys. I know a lot of people say that, but, like, you know, I do this. We could sit here and do this without the cameras and be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But we like bringing y'all into it. I like the feedback we get. You know, it's fun. And, you know, the emails and comments and post comments that y'all say, I mean, we talk about this stuff, so it's good stuff. Had one, I think it was about the time we did that last giveaway, had a viewer from Canada say something. We talked about it on the show, and, you know, the next episode, they came back and commented about us talking about their comment. Like, conversation. We love it.
Cool. Reaching across borders.
Yeah. Speaking of giveaways, we do them on milestones. We're about 300 or so on the Facebook page and the YouTube channel. When we hit 500 is when I'm going to do my next giveaway. So, y'all like, share.
And we're giving away a car. No, I'm
that's paying for it.
I'm glad you guys got the money for that shit.
This, especially this blue one that y'all can't see behind the cameras.
Oh, no. That's the wife's car. I'll die.
Yep. You can more easily give away his truck. He'll live through that.
Yeah. Give me a rucksack, be all right. Nope, I don't want those memories. Never mind. But
I was about to say, you want to go back there?
No. So I think this is supposed to be like, it's an Airy cigar. It's probably not a slow burn cigar. Yours is definitely burning faster. Matt's burning about like mine is.
Yeah, this thing is evened out very well. It started off like it was going to run, but it's surprisingly.
So
I like how you're like, I'm going to see how long I can grow my ash, but you're hovering it right above your crotch.
Well, funny enough, last time I made like one slight wrong move and it just
he had
right there.
Yeah. Really, that's a round two.
I guess I had.
The last show he did, we were smoking a Hoya Red, mm-hmm. and the ash that this man had was ridiculous. And he probably could have kept going, and then he like twitched his hand just wrong. Or whatever he did, I don't remember. But
it, yeah, I probably could have gotten halfway. I think it was around this time that it broke. It was maybe a little bit longer.
Because he wasn't trying to like have a good ash. And like one point is about the inch point. He was over here tapping. He's like.
Yeah, I was actually trying to
and he's like,
get rid
well,
of it. I might as
okay
well just
then.
Keep it.
Why do they keep crashing on Earth? Like,
if you these dudes or women or whatever genders aliens have.
Oh.
Did you ash on yourself?
I ashed on myself.
Dude, look at that thing. That's like a size 15 ash. Man.
Good stuff, man. But I hate that you're getting a bad example. I might, you know.
I mean, despite burning really, really
is the
fast.
Flavor good at
the
least?
Flavor's actually, it was better than I expected. Because remember when we first broke them out and I, my smeller, I was like,
You thought you smelled something off in it?
Yeah, something that reminded me of a bad one I had about 2 weeks ago. But, I mean,
it doesn't taste that way to you?
Glad. No, it doesn't taste like okay. that. This is actually better than the one I had 2 weeks ago. Because, weirdly enough, that's a brand that I actually like. Yeah. It was the one at.
Was that? It's your food channel. I'll say it.
Okay. It was the one of the Camachos.
That was the Camacho
probably. Yeah. Didn't care
so,
for it.
So, I have not had it yet. I know we gave away the 5-pack of Camacho early in the year. I think you were on that show with me.
Yeah.
We actually gave it away. So.
My first time.
I've had.
And you
guys
were
there,
weren't you?
That was the first show. So, I like the 5-core pack, which is the colored ones. The Triple Maduro, the Criollo, the Corojo. What's the other one?
Vermont?
Oh my god.
Wasn't the Vermont. We'll have to go back and look.
Brain fart. Anyway, there's 5. This is a new one that I have not had. We're not going to go into a review session on this because we're talking about this cigar, but he wasn't a big fan of it. So if y'all have had Camacho's newer broadleaf, let us know because I haven't had it yet. And
it wasn't an all-out nope, not one of my favorites. It didn't go on my list.
That's fair.
Didn't tickle your fancy.
No.
And you're not going to like everything. I mean, nobody's going to like everything, but...
And it could have also just been because while I was smoking and I was watching LSU get their ass handed to them, could have just been in a bad mood. Who knows?
That's
you know what's sad about that is LSU kept up with them the whole way until that third quarter.
Yeah.
Just felt the bottom fell
which
through.
Which game were you watching when you smoked it? Which one was
LSU, Alabama?
That was, okay.
That
one. I understand.
Every year it's that game.
I'm the oddball in this region. I'm not an LSU fan. I understand.
It's okay. Don't hold him again. Never mind.
Hey, my team has sucked for like a hot minute, so I'm a Longhorns fan and I own it. And we've been rocking.
Hey, this is a good year. This is a good year for y'all.
We're rolling this year, but it's been a rocky.
I'll tell you what,
Fortuitously.
Yeah, right? If y'all win out the Big 12 and you happen to have, because somebody between Michigan and Ohio, someone's got to lose. So someone's going to drop.
Somebody.
So if you win the Big 12, you have a pretty good chance of getting into the top four.
They actually. And we'll see what happens, but I don't know. That algorithm is loving Ohio this year. Like For what reason? I don't know.
Like they play nobody.
They keep playing the strength of schedule thing. And I'm like,
there it goes, right on the dick. Old ash dick, they call it.
Ash old dick. Ass dick.
Well, you saw it here first.
I almost heard it.
It was
a heavy.
Maybe I can like, get a zoom in shot of that because I was about
hammered.
To reference
do it
that.
Slow mo and then
right as it falls off,
dub over somebody going no.
Yeah. Is that...
Oh, you know me and my shots. I like to pull stuff. So.
Yeah, I will say, so for me, with my palate that's a novice, I pick up more in the smelling of a cigar, at least right now, than I do smoke. I don't pick up really much of anything when I smoke.
I'm probably the same way.
But once you when you're like, smelling it, it's...
Once you introduce the smoke...
I know I've told Derek, I may have said it to you before, I'm not sure. How I started learning to pick up, like, the espresso notes and the chocolate notes, right? Oak notes I pick up more when I, you know, drink a bourbon. Obvious reasons.
Oak barrels.
I had a problem. Like, I could pick up spice. Anybody can pick up spicy. It's probably one of the easiest things to pick up. I could smell chocolate and coffee, but I could never taste it. Until I use this tip. If I look up a cigar that smells like chocolate or smells like coffee, and it says, hey, these profile notes should have some coffee or chocolate in them, drink a cup of black coffee while you're smoking it. It gets some dark chocolate. Even if you're not a coffee drinker, do it like that one time.
I'm not much of a chocolate or coffee person. But
so, you know, not to sit there and drink from drone, but like get a little bit of it. Because what it does, it like forces... So in here, it's like a blend of flavors, right? If you're trying to pull out coffee and you're not able to pull it and you're like, this thing says it should taste like this, drink some black coffee. It's putting that flavor directly on your palate. Smoke the cigar, and it'll emphasize those notes, and it'll start actually teaching your palate to recognize these things. Like, that was a tip given to me years ago, and it's not going to be instantaneous, but you start learning, like, oh, okay, so that's the coffee part of the tobacco flavor we're talking about. You can start pulling it, kind of like teaches yourself, training your palate a little bit.
Okay. We could have used that last night with that really terrible beer, because we had all the ingredients we were supposed to be picking up in that thing.
And then
the second show we've teamed on this, there's a reason. We have a purpose. We will talk about that night.
We're gonna hold a whole episode about how bad this beer was.
And then it had the connotation with it that was the Urban Dictionary definition of what this beer represented.
The more you read, the worse it got.
Yeah.
There is a reason. I have a plan. I'm just going to tip you off to this, and while we're being so secretive, we hinted at it last show about that hangout night. We're hinting at it still. It was that bad, and we have an entire Dissident Disruption section devoted to this in the future.
It was a punishment to drink this beer.
So
it was actually your punishment.
It was my punishment.
Guess who sucked at Mardi Gras party?
So...
Yep.
If you're friends with me and you saw my post about
something manly, you know,
if you saw my post about when we had our group and I mentioned Mario Party, it was that night. Because I actually put in, I know you're not on Facebook, but I put in there, you know, hey, you want to come over, turns into all this fun stuff. And I put in there, you know, that we had laughs, we had pizza, and we had Mario Party and disgusting fluffernutter. Like, that's the only tidbit you're getting. Like,
you heard right.
Stay tuned.
Fluffernutter.
Abita, I know you're watching. Shame on you.
Fluffernutter? Okay, I'm going to get off on it because I got to save it.
Yeah.
I want Brett to be here because he was a part of it. So, you know.
Well, all four have to be here.
That's my goal. That is my goal.
My goal was to actually have last night be a podcast, but we couldn't figure out how to do it without tipping you off.
Yeah.
They just load your cameras and stuff up.
They
ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, I won't say too much on open air, but like they surprised. We had... hang out that turned into a little bit of a party, and they surprised us, you know, surprised me specifically with cigars. This ashtray right here was given to me. They got me cigars. I mean, it's like they know me or something, but that would have been cool. But
maybe.
You know, if you'd have done that, you would have had to tip off the
actually
cigar stuff
going on, to be funny, it was actually very hard to get you anything other than cigars because you're such a avid fan and supporter of this culture.
I am.
That it's one of the few things I've heard you express very broadly, I guess.
I have a lot of interest. I have a lot of hobbies, but this is one of my favorite things. You know, we always reference the friendship therapy, reference the conversation, but even if nobody's around, it's just a very good relaxation, meditation, self-care and self-thing. This is my self-care. You know, and
everyone's got to have something.
Got to have something. So, since we're, you know, talking about cigars, we'll caveat here. Not wearing the hat today. Pretty sure I got my Bucky's hat on. Yeah, I need a haircut, so my Bucky's hat is on. check down the show notes for that Dissident merch. Hollow Down's got merch too, including this holiday mug.
Nice.
On the back.
I didn't know that. That's one of yours?
Yeah. Someone say holiday, it's always a Hollow Down day.
I like that.
So
that's nice.
Anchor Count on the front. There is some other merch on there. Dissidents started opening up their merch. They got a hat that I wore previous episode. They got shirts. They got beanies. Working on some other stuff. So go check them out. Get you some gear with them. But we kind of have a relapsed disruption moment today. So before we get into this, go hang tight for this episode's Dissident Disruption. So, a few episodes back, two, three, something like that, and this is a rehash on purpose. Again, not Dissident related, but very disruptive and just retarded. I'm 99% sure this was the one with
yes, it was.
Matt. So, I'll rehash. September, I believe.
Yep.
A Peruvian doctor and a journalist. Put that in your head. Journalist.
Let's clarify. Not MD, PhD.
Correct. Journalist. discovers a couple bodies in a couple boxes down in Peru that were confirmed not human. That they claimed they were alien. In fact, in quotes, call them non-human beings. And I think, so I quote this correctly, the term that they used was, these beings are not part of our terrestrial evolution.
Oh, shit.
Now, we went on and hashed this, making fun of this guy. And I'm not making fun of their intelligence, but the sense in this moment is because you have a journalist that kept confirming, saying these words on purpose, just like the NFL uses confirmed only when it's confirmed. They confirmed that these were not humans.
He keeps using that word.
Keeps using the word.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
No.
Well, eventually if you start using a word in context that doesn't have a lot of support behind it, it starts losing its meaning.
Right.
I feel like this guy hit the mark on that.
So, like, you know, in the NFL, to reference that, you know, if you have a challenge play, a review play, if they'll either overturn it because they have enough proof to say that that is incorrect, they will confirm it if they have enough proof to say that it is correct, or if they can't change the call because they can't dispute it, it stands as is. So they'll say the call stands. Like, they don't randomly use confirmed if you can't freaking confirm anything. But this guy kept saying confirmed. So, reason it brought up again is, when was this article? It was recent. November 7th. So, 2 months after, you know, you had that big hurricane that went down. Mexican Congress is involved dealing with some damages that happened to Acapulco. I never can pronounce that properly. I'm sorry. Area of Mexico, down south. And Congress has been talking about, you know, efforts to revitalize the area and do some reparations and stuff like that. These people, the same Peruvian doctor and journalist, get the platform back in Congress and bring this back up again because they're upset that nobody will believe them.
Man Bear Pig is real!
Like, so...
I'm super cereal!
Super cereal!
It said that the Mexican Congress had to devote hours of its time to the same controversial character who pressed the case for non-human beings that were said to be found in Peru less than 3 weeks after Hurricane Otis devastated nearly 1 million people. But yet,
yeah,
here we are again talking about
really
aliens.
Devastating for those people down there.
I mean, that should, one, this whole thing's a mess. Two, that's not the appropriate time to bring this platform back up. You know, no. It's like.
Actually, on that, on a side note, segue, did you hear how, I guess, in terms of weather, the meteorologists were saying that that Hurricane Otis was the most, like, one of the most rapid intensifying hurricanes that they had ever seen on record. That within 12 hours, it went from, like, a Category 2 to a Category 5.
I didn't see that, but I believe it because I saw
it got up, like, I think the wind speed was, like, 165 miles per hour from, like, 110, 105 within 12 hours.
Mother Nature is a beast.
Damn, Nature, you scary. Wow.
I don't know what that was, but...
Okay. I just make noises.
Yep.
He do make noises.
He make noises.
He do be doing that.
He be doing the thing. But yes.
For no reason whatsoever, when we were playing Mario Party, his wife was the Daisy character, and every time it popped up, Daisy, I'd go, Daisy! For no reason whatsoever, just...
Yes, you were.
I have no idea. I'm weird, I'm awkward, I'm sorry.
Bunch of nerds.
Absolutely nerd. A bunch of nerds.
I'm a huge nerd. I'm not... No discussion there.
It's the only way to be. Why wouldn't you want to be?
So, you know what's impressive about this Nico Libre is the amount of smoke. So, obviously, I know why yours is getting... Yeah. You're getting smoke because you got some extra air in there.
So, when he drew the first time, it was, like, billowing. Yeah, I was like, is this guy smoking a cigarette or a cigar? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's vaping.
I was about to say, that looks like vape smoke.
Like, I could draw my name in this.
It's very dense. Now, some of this is that San Andreas wrapper because they're very bold. Some of it, it's whatever those fillers are they put in there. Now, he's got a little advantage / disadvantage to having the extra airiness in his cigar, unfortunately. But, like, mine doesn't, and I'm still getting very dense smoke.
She's a smoky girl.
And
I like that, though. I don't like puffing on a cigar and then exhaling and nothing. It makes me feel like I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, and if y'all ever, just look at this haze. So... And there's still, it's not a wind in here, but there's still a slight draft. It's not just thermodynamically sitting here. It's just that dense. Mm-hmm. And I've had other cigars on this show that it looks like where I've actually tried the extra puff because it's coming in, but it's not giving me that smoke. Like, I'm not having to try for this.
Mm-mm. No. I would say, yeah, this one, I think I'm enjoying this one better than the one the one I had on the podcast I was with last time with you.
Yeah, that last
one will light you up though.
The Hoya, it's a good line. That one was a decent cigar.
No, I'm not bashing it at all. It's just I think this one's just a little bit past that mark.
What's crazy is the price point on these. In fact, now I got these in a pack, so I got them a discount, which I do a lot of times. I'll get stuff in packs to get discounts, but. We'll just refer to Cigars International because that's where I read the info from. A box of 10 Gordo is $40.
That's pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
So,
the little I know about cigars, I would say that's good.
Gordo's a good boy.
So, this is your Toro.
I had seen for the first time when I went...
$55 for 20.
To go buy you... cigars for this event we had last night for you.
Right.
That I had never seen a different shape of cigar until I was in there, and it looked like...
You saw the torpedo?
It looked like a blunt.
Yeah.
Now, if it looked like a blunt, it's probably a perfecto. Did it have, like, a taper on both ends or just one
yes,
end?
Yes, on that both ends. Perfecto. End. Okay.
Now...
And it was thicker, like, in the middle, and then it was... Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, at some point, and me and Ryan talked about doing this, and I haven't done it because I thought I would be able to do it with him, but, you know, obviously our schedules, we've tried 3 or 4 times to get him over here with one of y'all, and it just hasn't happened. But one of the last shows we did, me and him talked about that we were going to have a show on just, like, wrapper differences and, like, details of cigars, which we'll probably still do at some point. But they're, even within the same blends, like, this cigar has, like, 5 different sizes. Mm-hmm. So, two aspects. One... size equals time. So, you know, I keep four or five sizes of cigars. So if I got 3 hours, I'll pull out a Gordo. If I only have an hour because I'm just going across town or something, well, I'm going to pull out a Robusto because it's going to be shorter, or a Corona, you know, the little ones. But so you have time differences, but you also have like hand sizes, and we'll be anatomical for a minute, different hand sizes, different mouth shapes, different mouth sizes. People have different size heads and different size mouths and different size palates. Your teeth might come a different way. So just the pure comfort of how you enjoy it might be different. You know, some people hate box press because the square fits in your mouth. Some people love it because of how it fits in your mouth. The main reason I go to Gordo's is because I have big bear paws. So it's like if I smoke some Robustos or some Coronas, my hand can start cramping up because I'm curling down. But a Gordo, I'm just relaxed. But you also have the way that it heats up in the airflow. The same reason you have different cuts for preference. You know, a Toro is going to burn a little bit hotter than maybe a slow burn Gordo will. Yeah. So that, you know, it gives you a lot of preferences. So there's actually a lot. So you have your size, but, you know, the Vitola is talking about your shape, your overall shape. There's a lot of different ones, and they're always coming out with new ones. There's one that's a Lancero that's longer and really skinny. You know, it's just different preferences and how you... you want my poker?
I got this.
Nice. You know, I'm a poker knife works until the ash burns down. Just watch where the blade's pointed.
It's pointed out. Not my first time.
I know.
Why so serious?
Yeah. Yep.
A cigar smoker turns into a joker.
I am a joker.
Yeah.
That's why you invited me on the show.
This is true, actually. This is true. At first, you know, when I was talking about getting him on the show, Matt was interested. We just had to figure out time. Derek's like, I don't know. It's not my vibe. I'm like, dude, I just need you to be yourself.
No, that's dangerous, though.
That is dangerous.
Like, I thought about Twitch streaming and doing YouTube stuff a long time ago, but I'd be canceled immediately.
Oh, well,
this is a very heavily filtered,
you rubbed off on me,
version
homie
of this guy.
I did.
Oh, look, another slow-mo. No.
Hey, watch.
That was only this big.
I'm trying to repeat here, so repeat my mistakes. I don't learn.
So if you're talking about this cigar, you're talking like $3 or $4 a cigar. This is a damn good one. So, you know, we've talked multiple times. We talked recently about, you know, you can spend money on $30, $40 cigars. And there's some damn good $30 cigars. But there's also some damn good $4 cigars. So, you know, it depends on your palate. So, you know, we're talking about the stigma of, we're watching a video that I won't mention for your sake. On before the show, we were talking about, you know, the stigma, and they were dressed up real nice, classy. There's a place for that. There is definitely a place for that. But the old stigmas of you have to be white, rich, fat, and happy to smoke a cigar has long gone.
Thankfully.
And, you know, that stigma was there for a long time. You can have very enjoyable time with a $3, $4 cigar.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, there's some $6, $8 cigars that I like better than some $30 cigars. So the money doesn't always equate to return in value.
No.
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, we talked about that with scotch and bourbon.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like anything in life, you know, and any vice or even just product that you have in the world, like the price of it doesn't always equate to quality.
Right.
It doesn't. It's nice when it does. You know, like, when I say this, I'm a huge dissident supporter, which is wow. We are sponsored with them. They're not paying me to say this. We reached out because I legitimately love Dissident Cigars, but I'm a huge fan of Placencia. And Placencias, depending on which model, like you get any of the Alma series, they're $25 to $30 a stick.
Cool.
And they're worth it. Like, they're one of the ones that in that range are worth it. Just like your Atabays and your God of Fires, like, they're more expensive cigars, but they're worth it. But you've got some Gurkhas that are $60, $80, $100 that I would prefer an $8 brick house. So it just depends, you know. There are some palette differences, but money does not always equate to return in value.
Something agreed.
And it's a damn good $4 cigar.
I would say so. And I kind of like this. What do you call it? A box?
Box press.
Box press.
So, trivia, because I know you're newer. No shame in this. Do you know why it's... I mean, other than the obvious shape, do you know why it's that's the name it's given?
Is it in the name under the process of how they shape it?
So, your handmade cigars, some
educated guess.
No, I mean, you're right. So, some are just hand-rolled and formed that way. But a lot of your specific size, when they start getting, like, to the inch of a Gordo 6x60 or a box pressed. So, this is a good comparison between mine and Derek's sticks right now, right? So, you have somebody hand-rolling, getting the binder, getting the filler in their hand, right? Or, sorry, getting the filler in their hand before they roll it in the binder. To get this box pressed, they roll that in the binder, trim it to close to size, and then literally have molds that they put them in. And in this case, it's going to be this size, this shape, and it'll take that round bundle, and they'll put it in a form and put weights on it for a determined amount of time. So when you take it out, once that binder kind of dried, now it's in this shape. So now when you wrap it, it's got this shape to it. Okay. So it literally is pressed in a box form mold.
Hmm. Good to know. Good to know.
Quite literally.
Quite literally.
And they'll do the same thing. Like some torpedoes is just a matter of twisting the end. But a lot of the Perfectos, they might do the same way. They might have a mold and that'll fit in there to make sure that across the board of this entire batch of cigars that they look as close to the same as possible. And so what happens here is all these cigars, they come out of the same box, came out of the same mold. Just means that the person rolling this one probably left one part of a leaf out, but it still fit in the mold, so once it dries, the shape's still there. But the density might not be the same because handmade product.
Get you a good retro hell on there. See how long that stays in your nose. Quite a bit. Several seconds.
That.
Oh, it'll hit you.
It did.
Okay. I just had that happen maybe two puffs ago where I kind of like exhaled and inhaled quickly and it kind of went up my nose. It was very like a spicy, almost like feel in your nose.
It's a long lasting burn though.
Some cigars are not really good to retrohale.
Yeah.
Some
like the are judge.
Fake. Yeah. Oh. The judge is a pepper bomb that'll kick your nostrils in the ass.
Wake you up.
I mean, this one, like, it hits, but then it goes away, but then it just stays. Then it goes away. But it's good stick.
Yeah.
So.
No complaints, other than the.
Well, we are.
Burning fast as fuck issue.
Yeah. But luckily it's timed out because it's the worst part of the show.
Oh. The part we have to say bye?
Part we have to say bye.
Where are you going? You just got here?
Why are you leaving? Why are you letting this video end? Well,
this is whatever. Your fault.
If I say it, no, it makes less sense when you say it. You have the camera.
Don't
go there, please. If you leave me alone with him, things are going to happen.
It's holiday season, guys. Whether you're watching this before, after Thanksgiving, or Christmas, or New Year's, you know, depending on when you catch the video. Hope you're having a great holiday season. Thank you for spending your time with us. And if you are not watching this till after the New Year, I hope you had a great holiday season. You know, this is the time of the year that we're blunt. We do a little bit of pre-recording, so we're not interfering with our own family schedule. So I want to thank you for taking the time to watch this video, to hang out with us, listen to us ramble, smoke cigars, talk about aliens and random shit.
Anything but politics.
Anything but politics. We've caught ourselves and we'll get off of it. Not going to go there. So, appreciate y'all. As always, we will be back for another show in the very near future. And if things go as planned, hopefully the next episode we get to introduce the disgusting fluffernutter that we have teased you about. It's not as big of a thing as we're making it out to be, but it is to us because we were there and it was pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
So, but thank you for coming out, and as always, stay safe and hollow down.
See you guys.
Bye, everybody.
All right, Matt, stay in the frame and use your voice.
Big boy voice.
Big boy voice.
Not like that.
my big boy pants off. I told you, just do that episode we talked about where you put a broom with my hat on it and pretend I'm here. Just talk to the broom.
I'm gonna text you. Hey, dude, I need you to give me 3 audio snippets. Yup. I don't know, man. And okay, and I'll make the rest of it work.
It'd be like that episode with the chef, where they just kept recycling his voice lines from previous seasons. Yeah. I'm gonna make love to your assholes, children. What? That's going in the video. He's gonna edit it.